Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KSWV Radio. It's our distinct honor and privilege to be welcoming to our studios Joanna Nelson, Office of Economic Development Director. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks, Esteban. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And, you know, we've been spending some time on the radio talking about Go Local, Go Different. Yes. Can you share with our city residents what this is about? And I'm excited because we're going to be spending some time with a business later on this morning.
Sure. Yes. Go Local, Go Different essentially is a campaign that we're really excited to push out, that we are hopeful not only we get this message to our public around why it's important to support our local businesses, but there's much more involved. So we want our businesses to have opportunities for promotion, advertising, wayfinding, event sponsorships. There's a lot of benefits in this Go Local, Go Different program for our businesses, our community, and it's all about ways of our office and our community being creative so we can really capitalize on this momentum of why it's important to shop local, invest in local, and really make sure our entrepreneurs and our organizations are strong.
Well, we really are excited about today's conversation. We're going to be visiting with Hit or Miss Archery.
Yes.
And a new Santa Fe business. And we'll be visiting with some other businesses as the weeks come by. But this is great because it just really allows our listening audience out there in Santa Fe to hear directly from our business owners, which is so exciting.
Exactly. And thank you so much for the opportunity. Again, we're thrilled to connect with our businesses in this way, whether we're chatting with you or we're helping promote them on social media or other advertising through events and again through sponsorships. We've got to put the spotlights on these incredible entrepreneurs about what they're doing. A lot of folks might just go to the same places, right? And they're not aware that new businesses are popping up all the time, or maybe they haven't gone to check out a local business. And this is our way to really help give them a leg up, and then also, as a community, take pride in these really incredible, what we consider heroes.
Well, we really appreciate you describing why it is important to go local here and to keep our money here in our community and what it does, not only for our businesses, but all the families here and for our city. It's so, so important, and we do appreciate that. And so Thursdays here at 8:30, we'll be visiting with some small businesses featuring what they do. And it's going to be an awesome time for us to be able to do that. So again, folks, if you want to find out what's happening with the Office of Economic Development, there's this great newsletter that they send out. Contact oed@santafenm.gov, right?
Yes, that's our email, and folks can email us directly, and we will get you the link to sign up. They can also go to the City of Santa Fe's website, search economic development, and it's right there on our page, how to get involved with Go Local, how to sign up for stickers and swag and all types of things to promote and sign up for the newsletter.
How about we send a shout out to your team? I mean, you have a lot of wonderful people.
Please, thank you. Yes, our team is amazing. Amazing. We say that we're a small but mighty team that punches above our weight, but that's Eric, Casey, Maciek, Lizzie, Deborah, Loretta, Noah, Liz. That is the crew.
Well, you know, I love your crew. They're here. They share what's happening. We know what's going on. Thanks to you and your team. And we're looking forward to visiting with these businesses here on the radio.
Great. Thank you. We are too.
It's our distinct honor and privilege today to be talking about Go Local, Go Different here in Santa Fe. And the City of Santa Fe's Office of Economic Development, featuring entrepreneurs and small businesses in our community. And we are so excited to be visiting with Hit or Miss Archery today. And we're going to be visiting with Neil Overbay and his family. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing terrific. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, we're super happy to be here. It's really cool what you guys are doing. So,
well, I want to say good morning to your entourage that's with you.
Yeah, so I brought my wife with me, Julie, and my daughter with me, Justice, and Uriah is actually in the vehicle right now. He's my son, and he's listening because he wanted to listen to it on the radio. So,
very, very cool. Well, good morning to all, and thank you for being here. Now, Hit or Miss Archery. Tell us about your business. What do you do and what makes your work special here in Santa Fe?
So we are an archery pro shop. We do sales and service. And we, most of our business, I would say, caters to the bow hunter. But that's one thing that we really want to get the word out about is that we're not just a bow hunting shop. Archery is for everybody. So we like people to come in and bring their families and pop balloons with bows and arrows, and we give lessons and all that kind of good stuff. So, excuse me. So that's really what we're all about. And what makes us special is really we're pretty unique to northern New Mexico now. There hasn't been any shop like this in this part of the state for a while. I know there used to be a pro shop here a while back, but we've known that there's been a need up here in northern New Mexico for a while, and we've really been trying for several years to get up here, and we finally were able to make it happen. So
fabulous. When did you open, and what inspired you to launch your business, and what keeps you going?
So we opened in December. We were trying to get open for Black Friday. Didn't quite make it. Couldn't get the build out and everything done quite in time. But so December is when we opened here in Santa Fe. We opened in 2014 in Albuquerque. And about 4 years ago-ish, we decided that we wanted to open a second location. I had a business partner at the time. John Thyler, he was a great guy. He was able to help us get Albuquerque open. And then we bought him out. And once I bought him out, I knew I kind of wanted to have a second location. And so we started trying to think about where that would best place would be. And we really feel like this was the spot to be. So super nervous coming to Santa Fe. We knew it was going to be a different adventure. And everybody told us it's expensive to be here because of the rent. And so far, the warm welcoming of everybody in northern New Mexico has been great. So that's why we're here.
And you're located on the corner of Cerritos and Zafarano?
Yes, Cerritos and Zafarano, right there on the corner of 3965. So we're right next to the Squeaky Clean car wash, right in front of Lowe's, kind of right there on that corner.
What's one thing people might not know about your business or your industry in general?
Again, I think most people, when they see, you know, bow and arrow or whatever, they think of it as hunting. So again, just going back to, We're not just hunting. I think the thing that people need to know about us is that you can bring your family and your kids in. And if you've never shot a bow and arrow before, we give private lessons. There's a lot that more to archery than just hunting. We have a team actually in the Albuquerque shop with about, we've grown to like 25 or 26 kids now. And our team is very competitive and we travel all over. We've got I think we've got six teammates going to Utah. Leaving today to a big competition out there. So it's not just bow hunting. It's also target and recreational archery.
If people need help specking equipment or buying some, you can help out?
Yeah, absolutely. So when people come in, we have several first time buyers. They've never even shot a bow. They're our favorite customer because then we don't have to break bad habits. We get to teach them the right way to do it from the very beginning. So yeah, if somebody wants to come in, you guys just come on in and we'll, you know, get a draw length on you and get a draw weight that's comfortable for you. And we'll let you try out several bows before you make your purchase.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And yeah. I'm definitely excited to take my kids and my family there to Hit or Miss Archery there on Cerritos and Zafarano. Do you have any events coming up, like any special offers?
We do. We have our grand opening coming up February 28th. So that's going to be a big deal for us. We've just kind of done our soft opening and just been open. But we've got a big push coming for our grand opening. So we're really going to try to advertise that. And we got door prizes and giveaways. And some of our manufacturers have given us stuff to give away. So we're excited for that.
I know when you came into Santa Fe, you're trying to make some connections and friendly faces. And our Office of Economic Development, they are super. How is being a part of the local business community, including this Go Local, Go Different initiative, help you connect and grow your business?
You know, honestly, this is brand new to us. So we're super excited that they reached out to us. We feel blessed that we got to, you know, meet somebody like that. We've always looked for ways to get plugged into things like that so that people will know who we are. So this is new for us, and it sounds like it might be a little bit new. Like, we got to know that we were the guinea pig here to do this. So we're excited to be a guinea pig. We'll be the first for sure. Any publicity is good, you know, good for us. So, we're excited to see where that takes us and how it helps the business. And hopefully we can encourage others to be, you know, part of the local stuff. We've always tried to tell our customers all the time, you know, support local. And, you never know how important supporting local is until you own a business. And over the last 10 years, like our family, we really try to support local, whether it's restaurants or just local businesses. And, anytime we have to order something online, I'm telling Julie, don't order anything on Amazon, you know, just let's try to find it somewhere here. So, we're just excited to see where it goes.
There might be families that are wondering, like, what ages are appropriate? I see your daughter, Justice. You have your son in the vehicle. There's a beautiful photo of your family online at hitormissarchery.com. But if families are listening and they're like, I want to maybe take my kids, what age groups do you see or do you welcome?
That's a great question. We get that question a lot. People come and say, hey, can we bring our, you know, how can we bring our 4-year-old or 5-year-old? And it's really kind of parents' discretion, because we know 5-year-olds that can really focus in and shoot a bow, and then there's other 5-year-olds that just, you know, they've got an arrow on their bow and they're turning around pointing it the wrong direction. So it's really kind of the, you know, the attention span and the safety of the, you know, the other people that are in the shop and the other, you know, parents and everybody else. So I would say, you know, safely, we, you know, 5 or 6 years old is where we kind of start them. We have bows that are very, very low draw weight so that they can pull them back and it's easy for them. Usually when they're that young, they'll shoot, you know, 10 arrows and they're kind of done. But, if we can get them started, that's great.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that you have a wonderful, safe environment to learn, to grow, to have fun as a family. And, I'm so excited that, you're here to help launch this Go Local, Go Different, conversation series on the radio with us. And I know, that people will have a lot of fun by going to Hit or Miss Archery. Let's share some information about your, hours of business and the days that you're open.
Awesome. So we are open Monday through Saturday at 10 to 6.
Okay.
Closed on Sundays.
All right.
Yeah.
10 to 6 here in Santa Fe, corner of Cerrillos and Zafarano. And stop on by hitormissarchery.com. Better yet, go inside, see for yourself, visit with the family. And how young, I see Justice in our studios. How young were your children when you first started with
them? So I probably started them with one of those little lick 'em stick 'em bows. You know, you lick the dart and stick it to the refrigerator. I started them pretty young, probably, you know, 3 or 4 years old with that. But actually shooting a bow that, like, we have in the shop, probably, you know, 4 or 5.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure that whether it's something that's recreational or something that somebody wants to maybe put into practice into their maybe hunting outdoors, there's something for everybody. And that sounds like a lot of fun to me, to go to Hit or Miss Archery. And, you know, our outdoor economy is so important here in New Mexico. And having small businesses like yours to be able to support this industry, or just to give our families something fun to do, is so exciting. And we are so thankful that you're here again. So any final thoughts for our listeners out there before we let you go this morning?
Last thing I would just like to say is just thank you. Thank you, Santa Fe, for being so welcoming. We were nervous about being here. We didn't know how the Northern New Mexico crowd was going to accept us, and everybody's been great. So, you know, there's a club here, Santa Fe, the Archers. They've got a great outdoor range. I'd like to give them a shout out because they've got a great archer community there, and they've been coming in and giving us a warm welcome. So we're happy to help them out any way we can. And they have memberships and stuff that we'll be selling at our shop. But yeah, any bow hunters or anybody that wants to get into bow hunting or archery or target, or just come have fun. We just look forward to seeing you guys. Come see us.
Oh, one thing I just saw on your website that I have to ask about really quickly before we let you go: parties. Do you do parties?
We do. We do birthday parties and lessons. So you could bring, we already had one party here in Santa Fe, which was really cool. We blow up balloons and we can roll the targets closer and let the kids you know, shoot arrows and pop balloons. They think that's the coolest thing ever. So, but we also do corporate events. We have, you know, TLC Plumbing's been to our Albuquerque shop several times, and, you know, they bring a group in every so often. So corporate events, birthday parties, you name it, we do it.
Do you ever do gender reveal parties where you pop the balloon?
We have.
Really?
We've had gender reveal parties. We've had somebody do a proposal. He proposed to his wife there. So really? we've had quite baby showers. We've done all kinds of fun stuff.
Let the imagination go.
Yeah.
So they can just call you and
have an idea that we can do with archery. Just bring it to us. We'll make it happen.
Okay. So wonderful events, rentals, lessons, parties. You got an online store at hitormissarchery.com. You're there to help people grow and help them out.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Cool. Well, Julie, do you want to say hi on the radio? Because let me get your mic on. Do you want to send a shout out to anybody, Julie?
Just to all our customers, and for them to, or just to thank them for all the support. Without them, we wouldn't be able to grow this business. So we're just very appreciative to all those who support us. So we're happy to be here in Santa Fe and start this new venture on this side of New Mexico.
Very cool. Justice, you're in the, let's get you to say hello. You want to send any shout outs?
Not really.
Okay.
Say hi to your brother.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Ira.
Great. Well, I don't want to put you on the spot too much, but do you have fun doing it?
Yes, I really enjoy it. It's really fun.
So. May I ask how old you are?
I'm just turned 13 the 31st of January.
Okay, see? A 13-year-old having a lot of fun doing this. So we have a lot of fun for our families to be able to do this. My daughter's about to turn 13. I'm thinking this might be an awesome place to have a birthday party. Mm-hmm. So we'll be in touch. Nice awesome. To see you, Justice. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Neil. And thank
yes,
you
sir.
To your
thank
son.
Thank you.
And God bless you on this
God
new
bless
journey.
You. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes. We want to say thank you to the Office of Economic Development, to Johanna and Eric and all the crew, to Maciek, Deborah. There's a people that are there in the office that are just wanting to help our community grow and thrive. And go local, go different in Santa Fe. Such an important initiative, and we're so glad to be able to be visiting with Hit or Miss Archery this morning.